The British Columbia copper and gold mine closed in 1957 after 20 years of operation. Since then, two companies have developed plans to reopen it. In the meantime, acidic water-bearing metals dangerous to fish have been draining into the Tulsiqua River. That flows into the Taku River, which hosts rich salmon runs caught by Alaska and BC fishermen. Current owner Chieftain Metals Corporation did install pollution control equipment several years ago, but it shut it down because of its high cost. Critics in Alaska want the provincial government to force the company to start it up again. But at least for now, that's not going to happen.
There are things that the company can do short of firing up a full water treatment plant at that site that will make a difference.
Bill Bennett is British Columbia's Minister of Mining and Energy, the equivalent of an Alaska Departmental Commissioner. His agency and two others recently notified the Tulsiqua Chief Mine that it's out of compliance with its provincial permits.
We have asked them for a plan showing us how they would make some changes there that would, you know, alleviate some of the issues, such as the spilled oil and in some cases some water going directly into the river. There are ways that they can divert that water. They can put it through settling ponds. There's a number of things they can do.
This is just kind of putting a Band-Aid on the issue or kind of dancing around the margins.
Chris Zimmer is with Rivers Without Borders, which has campaigned for transboundary mine safety for about 15 years. He says diverting more mine water into settling ponds won't do the job. That's because they're small and will eventually overflow.
So essentially what Bennett is saying is we're going to do a few minor things around here, but the biggest problem of this direct discharge of polluted water to the river, we're not going to be able to do anything about.
Bennett says his government is not giving up on the water treatment plant. It's told mine owners to prepare a plan for reactivation within 90 days. But he says forcing that to happen now could push Chieftain toward bankruptcy.
We want this company to be able to build a mine there so that they can operate this water treatment plant and pay for the improvements that are necessary.
The news comes as state and provincial leaders work on agreements giving Alaska a larger role in transboundary mine regulation. Lieutenant Governor Byron Mallott recently formed a citizens advisory board that's helping draft a document to be submitted to BC officials. Bennett says he's already discussing some of its proposals. Advisory panel member Rob Sanderson Jr., who co-chairs the United Tribal Transboundary Mining Work Group, is one of its members.
I would hope that they would take our concerns to heart here in Southeast Alaska and, you know, start cleaning that mine up before they move on any other projects.
Bennett visited Chieftain's Tulsiqua site in August as part of meetings with state officials and regional business and community leaders. Afterward, he said what he saw was unacceptable and needed to be fixed. But then, as now, he cited studies he said show no long-term damage.
The indications are from all the tests that have been done by both sides, both Alaska and BC, that what's happening today is not currently endangering the water or aquatic organisms.
Zimmer of Rivers Without Borders says those tests are incomplete and inaccurate.
There's been no comprehensive studies. There is no scientific agreement that there's not a problem. The studies haven't been done.
He says research shows dangerous levels of copper and zinc, which harms fish.
The most recent study commissioned by Chieftain found levels of copper at the mine site exceeding BC standards by 1,000 times, levels of zinc 2,000 times. A mile and a half downstream of the mine, copper and zinc are still 4, 5, 6 times over the water quality standard.
Tulsiqua Chief's owners could not be reached immediately for comment. The Chieftain Metals website did not appear to include any response to the notices of violation or criticism from Alaskans. This is Ed Schoenfeld reporting in Juneau.